Strength for the Journey. Thanks for joining us again. Strength for the Journey is a radio program designed to strengthen the believer for the days that lie ahead. We have a website at strength4thejourney.com, and this is radio program number 94 if you're listening by shortwave radio or by radio. I want to mention a few things before I get going with the program tonight. We have Strength for the Journey radio back on the air, and it's at s4tjradio.com, and you can go there and listen to the radio programs live every top of the hour. There's a previous radio program, and the rest is mixed with worship music, and I think you'll enjoy the program. Tonight, I have my good friend David Williams with me tonight. Thank you, David.
It's always good to be here.
Thank you. And we have a very interesting testimony from a man named Gabe, and he's from Hungary, and he just recently moved to Panama. And he has a very interesting testimony that I think you're really going to enjoy. Thank you, Gabe, for joining us.
Nice to see you again.
Thank you. Gabe came out of Hungary back when it was still a communist nation, and he has a very interesting perspective coming from a nation without liberties. And one of the things that drove him out of Hungary was the desire to be free. And I think the route that God has taken him through his life from one country to another has prepared him for what God wants him to do with his life. And I want Gabe just to share a little bit about how this process all began and how the Lord came into his life and changed him. So, Gabe, I just want you to kind of just open up and just share a little bit about your history, where you came from, and we're just going to let the Lord kind of lead the program, so go
ahead. All right. Yes. Again, I'm left 1988 from Hungary, and at that time still was communism in Hungary. I was both 18 and 19 years of age, and like anybody back then, and even before that time, people usually left the country because a better life. We looked for a better life, nothing special, just better economic life, easy incomes, and so forth. But anyway, the first country where I emigrated actually was Austria, and of course, back then I never even noticed that God gonna come in my life later. But anyway, that's how my journey started in Austria, and I lived over there about 1.5 years, and later on, I left from the army. I was drafted, and I supposed to go to the army, but this is another reason actually I left. And anyway, I lived in Austria about 1.5 years, and I always had this in my head that I want to go to either way, Australia or United States or Canada or New Zealand. And some reason the Lord had a different plan. What happened was actually, which is very emotional to me, I'm that time when I lived in Austria, I registered to go to Canada. Canada was the only country who took my case. But meanwhile, around 1989 or something like that, what happened was the communism step by step started collapsing in every country, like Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, and so forth. So what happened was I thought I want to traveling farther and farther. I don't want to stay in Austria. So I interestingly, I took out my passport to the Austrian police department, and obviously they not told me what is going to be involved if I'm going to ask them back my passport. So anyway, I told them I need my passport because I want to travel. I want to go to either United States or Canada or whatever. Anyway, I did, and they gave me my passport, and of course, in that situation, what happened was I messed up my asyl program. So, I want to go to United States. I went to the USA embassy in Austria, in Vienna, and they told me, sorry, you can't just go United States just like that. You have to have a sponsor, you have to have a permit and visa, and we're not going to give it to you because you're never going to come back. So the story short, what happened was my brother in that time, my own blood brother, he lived in Germany. So I wrote him a letter that what's going on, what's the situation, and he said, no problem, I can go over there and visit him. So I went to the German embassy instead afterwards the American embassy, and I told him I want to visit my brother in Germany. So the German embassy at that time provided me about 13 or 14 day visa to visit my brother in Germany. And basically I can tell in that time that this was my life when the Lord started working in my heart very, very strongly. I came from a very rebellious, alcoholic family. And fight was just over and over and over again. So the Lord basically called me out of this family. And I'm not ashamed of it, because I'm proud who is my father in heaven. So what happened was, when I moved to Germany, in 13 days actually, when I visited my brother prayed to the Lord and he said, Father, my brother has to come to you. And anyway, my brother, one night over there during this 13 days, while I was there, he witnessed to me the gospel, which I never heard in Hungary before. Because we came from a communist regime, and over there we cannot openly preach the gospel. And what happened was, when during the 13-day visitation, my brother witnessed to me. And I don't know what happened with me, but I fell on my knee. I surrendered myself to the Lord Jesus Christ. I recognized, and I deeply in my bottom of my heart, I recognized who I was. And in that night, basically, I give my life to the Lord, and the Lord visited me. He visited me in a mighty way, which I don't have time right now explain it, but he visited me. And anyway, during these 13 days, I looked all the solutions that, oh, how can I stay in Germany? I just messed up my life in Austria, but I just came to the Lord fresh. And we went to talk to attorney in Germany. They said, no, we can help you. We went to the city halls in Germany. They said, no, we can't give you a job. You have to have married a German lady, or you have to be something special, somebody special. Like you have to have a high quality job, like a doctor, or you have to be a famous sport guy, like soccer or whatnot. And obviously, I'm not qualified. I was not none of those. Interestingly, after the 13 days, during this time, I came to the Lord. I went back to Austria. And I told my brother, as soon as I come back, go back to Austria, as soon as I find a hotel, I'm going to settle down, I'm going to write him a letter back again. And of course, I was not sure in that time that I'm totally messed up my life in Austria, because I took the passport, I asked the police department to give my passport back, which is means when they give you the passport back, you mess up your entire asyl program, which is means you're not titled anymore to live and work in Austria. So I messed it up. But the Lord prepared something better for me. And this is the most amazing and fascinating things that I ever can imagine. The Lord guided me and put it in his hand, like baby chickens under the mama wings. This was amazing. And anyway, during the time when I went back to Austria, of course, my brother doesn't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. Meanwhile, I'm looking for jobs. They said, no, sorry. I'm not sure about the third, fourth days during the time when I still was in Austria, the Lord spoke to my brother and spoke to him and in physical voice and told him, you now pick up your luggage with your wife and go and find your brother in Austria. And amazingly, I was stressed. I was a young child. Even though I was 18, 19 years old, I still was a young human being. And I had no father or mother who protected me, who supported me with money. And I was so stressed. I wrote the first letter very quick, my brother, one Friday. And Saturday came and I came out of the hotel. I said, where is the post office? Where is the post office? And the Lord spoke to me. This was the first time when I heard the Lord's voice, just like a human voice. Seems like it's in your head, but you recognize this voice. You follow this voice. And this voice speaks to me. And I followed this voice. I said, the voice told me, go to the Hauptbahnhof, which is means English train station. And I went over there. And I followed the voice, what he told me. And there was a post office. I mailed the first letter to my brother. And after that, when I mailed the first letter to my brother, then the voice told me again, go to the upstairs where the trains comes and goes. And just watch, where is the computer sign? And I have to keep watching this computer sign. What time gonna go to train to Budapest? And I just followed the voice. I walked to the upstairs. I looked the computer sign, because that's the Lord told me. I have to watch the computer sign. And during this time, few minutes passed by when I'm watching the computer sign. There was my brother, somebody yelling my name. That is Gabe, that is Gabe. And there was his wife. Actually, she was the one who saw me. And after my brother.
And Gabe, I just want to interrupt you for a moment. The reason that that you had that interaction, your brother was able to find you in another nation, was that the Lord spoke to you and told you to go to the train station, then told you to go upstairs and wait by the sign. And then he had spoken to your brother, and he and his wife had gotten on a train and traveled to that location to look for you.
Correct.
Because they had heard the voice of the Lord as well.
Exactly. They was obedient to God, and I was obedient, obviously. I just followed the Lord. Such a strong pressure was on me, and the voice is just mighty. But correct, that's what happened, and yes, they found me. The Lord is amazing because, you know, you don't know where you are. And I mean, if I don't know where you are in New York, how am I going to find you if the Lord not going to guide you or guide me? You know what I'm saying?
Amazing.
So the Lord made this beautiful rendezvous. And then all three of us saw each other in this international train station in Vienna, the capital of beautiful Austria. We all three of us just fell on our knees and we worshiped the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is amazing. I wish for everybody in United States that listen carefully. The Lord is near. And get your life straight with God. Because if you're not doing it, you don't want to be entered in the hell. The hell is real. The heaven is real. We have to obedient. That's what it is. And that's why I'm here, came to Panama, because I was obedient. I had a good opportunity to stay in United States. I have front of me a radar business. I could make a lot of money. And I'm not even citizen in United States. I just have a green card. And I just said, you know what, Lord? I don't need the citizenship in the world. I have citizenship in the heaven. I don't need the United States citizenship. I throw that away for you, Lord. And I'm going to be obedient. And this is the reason why I came to Panama. Yes.
Well, that's amazing, Gabe. What's intriguing, we've seen a lot of people come here to Panama recently that escaped from Europe and escaped communism and went and lived in the United States. And in your case, you lived there for 20 years and built a very successful life, and you had a home and vehicles and all of the things that people would aspire to.
Yes.
And yet, now, here you are. You left communism. You left Europe 30 years ago, almost 30 years ago, in search of a better life. And now you've had that better life, what most of the world would perceive as a better life for the last two decades in the United States. And yet, now, just in the last couple of weeks, you have felt compelled to come here to Panama. We'd love to hear you share in a little more detail why that happened.
Yes, very interesting, because I like to go to, about a month ago or so, I felt a very, very strong pressure in my heart. You see, the Lord not just has a voice. He can have a voice. He can speak to you. He can give you feelings. He can give you different ways. In other words, he can speak to you in a different ways. To direct you. But anyway, about a month ago or so, I felt that so strongly. And I told my wife, we have to leave United States. I don't know what it is, but we have to leave United States. And anyhow, what happened was the Lord put it in my heart very, very strongly. And also my wife, also in her heart, very, very strongly that, yes, we have to leave. And I just started looking for, searching for. And I said, you know what, maybe it's going to be Australia. But the Lord not opened any door for us in that direction. So I'm just started open the internet and I said, I have to search. And I don't even know how I found a news broadcast, because I'm always like to have news. And I just, some reason I found a so-called Rick Weil True News radio station. And during the time happened, passed by another week, and I met two individuals and through this broadcasting and they talk about Panama. And when I heard that this Panama, then even more strongly and more intensified pressure I felt in my body, which I can't explain it that easy. It's like a birth, right? Like somebody has like a woman who have a birth to a child. When the time comes, is every minute, every second, the birth pains is coming stronger and stronger. And basically, that's how I can describe these feelings. And that's what happened with my wife, too. Basically, the Lord give us this pain, this birth pain, stronger and stronger, that basically we have to go. We have to go now. We have to leave United States. And that's how basically started the whole thing.
So you were listening just to some previous programs from True News, maybe on the internet, on YouTube, something. I don't know exactly how you found this program that mentioned Panama. Was it just a previous program that you had searched and just happened the Lord took you to?
No, yes, correct. I mean, again, this, the way how it happened, I just tried to look for news because I'm interested in the truth, what's going on. And some reason I found the True News, which is weird, that's the Lord put it in my way, put it in my attention. And when I found this True News, then through this True News, I met David and I met you, Andrew, because I found you guys over there. And when I saw Panama and then I heard that you guys, how many people the Lord is working in their heart, then again, this was the time when the Lord day by day put it in my heart again like a birth pains. Like a pregnant woman who's ready to give a birth for a child, and day by day the strong push and push.
You couldn't get away from this feeling.
Exactly, I really not. And we just immediately with my wife, day by day, we just could not get rid of with the thoughts and this pressure, and we just came to the conclusion we have to leave United States. We have no choice. The Lord speaks to us through this pressure, through this the strong feelings, and basically that's how started everything. Yes.
This is that's amazing how the Lord is speaking to a number of people right now.
Yes.
And directing them.
Yes.
There's a divinely coordinated series of events for many people's lives right now. And this is what is so critical, I believe, for everybody right now, is that you may not understand why God is doing certain things or what is he doing, but you just have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's voice in your life and be obedient to that calling. It's like all of us, we don't really understand what God's doing, but we know he's doing something because, I mean, even when I came to Panama before we left and when we came back and we hadn't actually made a permanent move, I couldn't talk to somebody without crying. It's like the Holy Spirit would just come over me. And I don't know what's going on, but I just know that God is moving my life like I have never experienced before. And all I can say is I know this is him. I know this is his hand directing me right now, and I had to follow that leading. And this is how the doors began to open up for the future. You know, I was thinking today is that, you know, kids really don't grow up until they leave home.
That's true.
And I'm thinking, like, just like Christians, most Christians really never grow up because they won't leave home. They won't leave their place of comfort and their place of security.
Yes.
Like Jesus said, if you want to follow me, you know, this is what it's going to look like.
Yes.
But this is where we all grow up. And it's interesting that people are really growing up now to become the men and women of God that he's called them to be outside their little place of comfort.
Yes.
And Gabe, I would be interested, you know, I know that that you came here with a wife and with children.
Yes.
And you came here with no exploratory trip. You had not been here before. You just said, no, the Lord has said to come, and so we're going to be obedient. And out of that act of obedience, I know that you're new here to Panama, but I know from hearing your testimonies that that the Lord has opened doors, and I know will continue to open doors, but I wonder if you just share what has transpired thus far out of your obedience to come.
As far as what the Lord did for me already in here? Yeah, it's very interesting because, again, when I came in here, we had just two-day hotels for us opened in here, and because everything is, you know, is a holiday season in here, and interestingly, we just had a two-day hotel. And after we have to leave the 2 days hotel, and after the 2 day, the third day, interestingly, a family moved out of a one of the house, which is both one bedroom, whatever it is, a loft, and she just actually decided she gonna go back to United States, and here you go, the Lord opened for us a tour that after the 2 day hotels, which is too expensive for us, I mean, you know, we not came with a lot of money, we are poor. And the Lord already opened up for us a renting opportunity. And over there, I just paid $250, which is not much. And we have to leave this place too very soon. And the Lord opened another place for us. So the Lord is, I can tell, is moving.
Well, and that first home that you were put in, there's another home that's about 30 feet away from the home that you're staying in right now. Tell us about the occupants of the other home.
Yeah, that's very interesting. The neighbors over there is actually also Hungarian, which is very weird because they was actually the one who came first here to Panama. And they are prayed to the Lord. They asked to the Lord that, Lord, find another Hungarians for us. So I never met these people before, and the Lord brought us together. It's just amazing when we saw each other, we just sing and worship the Lord because the Lord opens a door. If we're asking by ourselves, our heart, the Lord opening doors. And yes, it's amazing that the Lord found me another Hungarian family. It's just, I can't even put it in words. It's like, I can put it in words. It's just amazing.
Well,
Lord is good.
And it was not only that that it was another Hungarian family, but you knew similar. You had mutual acquaintances that you knew.
Exactly. But yeah, this is actually even if I met a Hungarian evangelist in Chicago, who I used to go evangelizing in the street all over the United States. And actually, they know this lady who actually is my neighbor right now here in Panama next to us. Actually, her mother lived in this evangelist house in Chicago. So, and they know this evangelist as much like me very well. And we never met each other with these Hungarians who prayed for me in here. And yes, the Lord making amazing miracles because he putting people together who we know already in Chicago. And there's two individual family, me and my neighbors. Again, I never met them, but they know it. This evangelist, and that's amazing what the Lord can do. Yes.
It's amazing that that there probably isn't another Hungarian family that lives within miles of here. And
probably.
Moves you.
Probably very few in all of Central America.
Yes,
and they
yes.
They move you guys next door to each
yes,
other.
Yes, yes. It's just, again, mind.
It's almost as mind-boggling as
mind-boggling,
your brother
meeting
you in that train station.
Exactly.
And the other mutual acquaintance I was thinking about was that your next-door neighbor, the wife, you knew her mother.
Exactly. I know her mother. And in fact, I mean, she just started telling me that, oh, there was an old lady used to live. I said, you know what? This was your mother, no? She said, yes, this was my mother. And she was also a very nice Christian lady. She don't speak any English, and she used to go in Chicago and preach the gospel in the street and used to giving American tracts, English-speaking tracts to the people. And she don't speak English, but she always prayed for the people in Hungarian language. And the Lord used her in Chicago. This is amazing.
Wow. Yeah. You know, that's a great segue into what I'd like to ask. And here in the community in Boquete, mm-hmm. Panama, in the Christian community, there's really a deep desire to evangelize, to seek and save the lost, and
yes.
and to preach the good news. And if I can say anything about you in the short time that I've known you, you are an evangelist, and I'd
Praise
love just
God.
To I'd love to hear your heart in that matter.
Yes, it's really in the bottom of my heart. I'm not just came to Panama that escape the last day's punishment on the earth. I came to Panama also, which is really bottom of my heart. I want to reach the local people in here. And not just the local people, whoever comes in our ways, I want to reach the Panamians because I know is a hunger in here for the Lord. We have to preach the gospel to everybody. This is our goal, to reach the whole world. Whatever the Lord send us, we have to do it. Yes, yes.
You know, I've just... I'm amazed almost daily at what God does, you know, in the lives of people who are totally surrendered to Him. And it's what He's waiting for with so many people right now. Is it? Would you be obedient if I send you to the nations? If I open the doors for you, be obedient for me after I allow you to leave. And
yes.
And I believe that nobody. The Lord gave me a word a while back, and nobody comes and goes any longer as they please. They must have my permission. And the permission that He's granted is for the obedient to do what He says to do. And this is a time of judgment that we're coming into. And the only way to escape the judgment is obedience and repentance. And repentance always precedes obedience. You know, you have to recognize what you've done wrong
yes.
to do what's right. And I'm afraid that, you know, the liberties that you enjoyed for 20 years in the United States, you know, as well as went on for over 200 years, those liberties God granted them to Americans to do what was right, and it's been turned in to do whithersoever you want, and not the Lord's will, but it's really turned to do what's wrong now.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be a correction that comes by God. And so really, that's the heart of God right now, is reaching out to those that are willing to obey. Do you have a tender heart? Can you hear my voice? The hard-hearted don't have an ear for God's voice. They don't want to hear what he has to say, because it will probably bring some correction to what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
And we have about roughly about 2 minutes left, Gabe, but I
yes.
would love for you to just address the people that are listening right now, and what would you give as a word of encouragement as you have experienced life in different nations?
Yes.
And you've seen the tyranny on one side, and you see what's coming to America.
Yes, yes.
Just share a little bit of quickly. What
yeah, very short. I want to everybody who listening, first of all, I'm encouraging everybody to turn away from the world as much as possible. Totally, yeah. Turn away from the world and surrender yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. The days is short. The Lord is coming back. Pray as much you can. Clean yourself to the Lord, because we have to be pure and clear. That's what the Lord wants from us. And read the Bible and seek for a gospel believing church where they're gonna love you, and they invite you in their family. And again, reach out to others, seek the Lord, seek the kingdom of God as soon as you can. I'm encouraging everybody, don't wait, because the time is short. We see all the signs, what's going on in the earth, especially in United States, which is one of the bigger, biggest indication right now for us. So I'm encouraging everybody, seek the Lord, pray hard, fast, and preach the gospel. Preach the gospel, because we don't have too much time. Preach the gospel to the lost ones, who's still out there, who doesn't know any better because nobody told him. And we have to be the voice last days, in this last days. We have to be the voice of the Lord, and he wants to use us. This is my encouragement for everybody, yes.
You know, you left Hungary, and you went to a foreign land, so to speak. You went to Germany, and you heard the gospel in a foreign land.
Yes.
Not in your homeland. And it's, you know, it's just where God is trying to reach the people, you know. So I encourage you as well, reach the lost. This is the Lord's heart right now is reaching out to those that don't know him. And it's because somebody reached out to you. You know, your brother heard the gospel and he received the Lord and he shared it with you. And your life was changed forever because of that.
Yes.
So, David, thanks for joining us again as helping with the interview here. Gabe, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
With your testimony. It's a powerful testimony.
Thank you so much.
And I know it'll bless many people. Yes. So thanks again for joining us on Strength for the Journey. Again, our website is strength with 4thejourney.com, and we'll see you next time.